Calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes. You guys have made a charge to my account on the 12/20, and then I called and I got it canceled on 12/27. But now I see you charged my account again on 1/11. I thought we had everything stopped and canceled.
You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
54739.
Your first and last name?
Larry Lemler.
One moment. I do see an account listed to confirm that this is correct. Could you verify your shipping address?
East 8859 210th Avenue, Elkmont, Wisconsin, 54739.
Okay. Yes, I see that they have here, that an order was placed for the neck massager paying the $7.45.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see that the account was canceled previously. Did you perhaps put the transaction in dispute?
No, I've canceled the credit card.
Okay.
Because it came back as fraud. So we canceled the credit card and had to get a new one.
Well, we have here that the account was previously canceled on the 23rd, and it looks like that it was posted as a chargeback.
Is there a code KC021, a cancel code?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. So is it going to stop now? I mean.
Well, the account has been canceled. That's why I stated, did you perhaps put the charge in dispute? Because that's the only way that the charge can be posted as a chargeback. But it shows that the order was fully refunded for the $7.45.
Yeah.
So if it states that it's being posted again, you might need to take further action up with the bank or the credit card company.
Okay. But as far as you're on your end, everything has been canceled. There will be no more.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Do you have a cancel code or anything on there? You said on 12/23 it was canceled, right?
That yes, ma'am. That's the post date for it being canceled.
Okay. Do you have, like, a code or anything?
The cancellation number that you would have been provided with would be C as in Charlie, 258-576-910.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Right,
you have a great day.
Yep. Bye.